Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for our Employee Spotlight. I'm excited to introduce Samantha Howard, Study Director at RQM Plus Geordie Labs. Sam, welcome to your excellent spotlight. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
For those listening, if you've ever called Geordie Labs to discuss a problem or a program, there's a good chance Sam was on the other end of the line. She's the voice of Geordie, always jumping in to partner with clients and work through problems and identify solutions. Sam's a wealth of knowledge. With Geordie for nearly 7 years, moving from chemist to project manager to study director, she's honed her strategy skills for the toughest issues, and her customer service is absolutely amazing. Thoughtful, focused, considerate, and analytical, Sam brings a very human connection to highly technical programs. So now we're going to learn more about Sam. So I'm just going to jump into the questions, but we just want to learn more about you. So can you tell us about some aspects of your education or your past work experience that, you know, you feel allowed you to be successful? What are those key moments?
Yeah, certainly. So I got my bachelor's degree in chemistry at Husson University. I graduated in 2017. What really inspired me to get into chemistry was actually in a high school. You know how you're getting to the end of high school and they're kind of like, all right, time to pick where you're going for college and what you want to do with your life, even though you're 16 years old. And I was junior year of high school, started a chemistry class. I didn't think I was going to like it. And I just found out I just had a knack for it. I had a very natural, capability of like being able to understand it and everything like that. So that really drew me to it. And I thought it was really cool. So pursued that in college, liked it even more. Got to the end of college, kind of same thing. There's so much different types of chemistry in the world that you really like the it's so open to where you want to go. I took an analytical chemistry class and again, fell in love with it. I ended up interning at Geordie through a connection with a friend, found Geordie, interned for a summer, and it really just stuck. And I came back after I graduated. And then last year, I ended up finishing my master's degree at Illinois Institute of Technology in analytical chemistry. Again, I've really, really enjoyed analytical chemistry from the get-go. It's really fascinated me. I've really connected with it more than some of the other chemistries out there. But I was inspired by a few other coworkers who also took the same program as me. And I wanted to pursue the program. It was an excellent program and I got my master's degree. And it's really helped a lot and grew on my career.
That's fantastic. And what's your favorite part of being a study director right now? Like your current role in the company?
I would have to say it is talking to clients and explaining technical data and information to them and communicating to them how techniques work and everything along those lines. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that that's been definitely one of my strong points is explaining techniques and how they work and how they can really help a client solve their problems, making recommendations for real world solve their issues. So I've also really, really started liking the medical device industry as I started as a project manager getting into regulatory. The med device industry is very interesting. I have some family members who've worked in hospitals, so knowing about some of those is actually pretty cool. But again, just helping clients get to the finish line and making recommendations based on what issues that they're seeing from both a regulatory and investigative standpoint is really, I think, one of my favorite parts.
That's great. Thank you. And so as you were explaining your educational path, you said that chemistry seemed, you know, it seemed to come naturally to you. As you've moved through your career to date, are there other aspects that have come natural to you? And are there items that you've really tried to focus on to make sure you master those items? Not saying they're difficult, just those can be two separate things. But what do you find continues to come naturally? And of that, what's your focus? Where do you want to move towards?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much going to be similar to the last question. What's felt the most natural to me is, again, just explaining techniques to clients, finding, like, the right words. I mean, people in the past have even said to me, they're like, how do you, like, just phrase your emails or like even say that like in a specific way. It's just a lot of practice. And again, I feel like it's really come naturally to me when, again, training as a young project manager and talking to clients on the phone and everything along those lines. That's the emails and like the correspondence and the calls have always felt the most natural. Still challenging because you still have to know the technical behind it before you can explain it. But I definitely feel like that's been the most natural. When I was in the lab, I did enjoy being in the lab and I liked doing the actual chemistry and everything along those lines, but it definitely always felt like it definitely didn't come as natural to me. There was always like something that I was like missing. I couldn't see like the forest through the trees, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I like fixing the instruments. I worked on GCMS instruments and fixing those was kind of cool. And that was actually also felt a bit natural, but the chemistry itself and the understanding of the why I'm doing a certain thing in the lab, that was always something that didn't quite fit. And I think that's why project management and more explaining it rather than doing it kind of has felt a lot more natural for me.
That makes total sense. I've seen you discuss strategy and options and things of that nature. And I mean, it does seem to come extremely natural to you. So, as thinking about the past, I mean, you work on so many different programs. We meet so many different clients. Can you think of some achievements that just stick with you and, you know, help you to work towards doing better each day? Like what drives you?
So I think just I don't want to say it's just this, but constantly every time I've moved positions, even if it is in theory, a lateral like position change, I feel like it's been growing my career and I'm like, I'm learning something new every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have the opportunity to change positions from chemist to project manager to senior project manager to study director. Even small as like they may be in some regard, to me, those are huge achievements. And again, I have the opportunity to learn new things that I didn't know before. So from chemist to project manager, new techniques other than GC that I didn't always have the opportunity to work on when I was in the lab, but learning how other techniques that we have in the lab, how they work and how they work alongside GC, as well as other techniques that we outsource to partner laboratories, then to moving to a management role for a little bit and learning how to work with other people and to guide them in their career growth as well. Mm-hmm. And then to study director, learning more about the regulatory guidelines and everything along those lines. And again, more of like the why we're doing it, not just the, all right, this is it equals we need to do this now. Mm-hmm. But learning more like the why and helping the kind of bring it full circle has really been something that it really keeps me going every day. And I would say also getting my master's degree was also a huge accomplishment accomplishment for me. It was definitely a lot of work in the middle of a pandemic, the other things going on as well. It took 3 years, but each time, and if honestly, it felt like I was sprinting a marathon at some points, but every time I finished a class, I was just like, I just felt like not just like relief, but also like, all right, I can do this and like take on the next challenge. And then getting to the very end, doing my capstone project, which I actually worked on in the lab at the end of last year, and presenting that. I actually presented it about a year ago now, and having the director of the program tell me that mine was the best presentation.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Wasn't aiming for that, but she told me that's how good of a job I did. Just feeling that, like, just the pride of that was really, and being able to like just finish strong with my master's was really a huge accomplishment that really still keeps me going.
That's amazing. What fantastic feedback as well. That's so great. Well, that leads right into my last question. Others that are watching may be thinking about coming, you know, entering the industry. What type of advice from your history of education and work and interning and all the things that you've been through, what advice do you have for individuals who might be wanting to enter this industry, be it in the lab or regulatory or something around medical device in general? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this a bit, and I've done a lot of training for new hires over the past few years. And one piece of advice that I give them is, and this is just for like even like starting the lab or like starting a new position, don't feel like you need to know everything when you first start. I definitely came in just with a bachelor's in chemistry. Geordie Labs, again, is very analytical chemistry focused, but also very organic chemistry focused. Organic chemistry was not my strong suit. And when I started, I felt like I was missing so much. I'm like, I feel like I should have learned this in undergrad. No, you're going to learn. You don't have any work experience, and that makes sense that you don't know it. Mm-hmm. So don't feel like you're missing something, or don't feel like you're behind. But also don't be afraid to ask questions so you can learn and you can use it for future experience. So that would be my first piece of advice. And I would say my second piece of advice is, if you're ever on a call with someone who's like a lot more experienced and who are pretty well known in the industry, or has been doing this for years, I would say listen to how they speak on the phone. Listen to how they phrase certain things. A lot of how I learned how to like speak to clients and explain certain things was from listening to people like Mark Geordie, Kevin Rowland, Caitlin Lerner, listening to them on the phone. And I would take that and like kind of like pop it in like some other part of my brain, and I would use it in the future. So that's what I would say my other piece of advice would be, is just to like listen how they word it and try to take that back and use that in the future if you ever have to, or in a situation where you have to explain something to a client or something along those lines.
That's great. So be a sponge. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us and giving us a history of you. It was great to have the spotlight on you today. We're so happy to be able to work with you in the lab each day. And our clients, you know, if you call, you'll probably talk to Sam, and you're very lucky to have her as a study director on your program. So Sam, thanks again for joining today, and thank you, everyone.